This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The top U.S. general overseeing the war in Iraq says he expects to see a significant reduction in U.S. troop levels this year. General John Abizaid, head of the U.S. Central Command, is urging Americans and especially lawmakers on Capitol Hill to be patient. NPR's John Hendren spent a day with Abizaid in Baghdad.
As he begins his latest visit to Baghdad, General Abizaid says he has one major goal for this year, that 2006 will be the year in which the United States shifts the balance of the war to Iraq's new government.
For the past nearly 3 years now, we have been in the lead in counterinsurgency operations in the country. And in 2006, it's our task to move from being in the lead to being in support. And shifting this balance is a very easy thing to say, but a hard thing to do, especially with institutions that aren't quite mature enough to handle the pressures of a national insurgency such as that what exists here today.
In many ways, progress has been sluggish. Lights throughout the country routinely go dark without warning. The Shiite areas to the south and the Kurdish areas to the north are relatively quiet, but in central Iraq, insurgents have made Baghdad a locus of violence. Suicidal jihadists kill civilians and troops on a daily basis with bombs hidden on motorcycles, in explosive belts, and in cars, 550 of them last year alone. But the four-star general says things have come a long way.
You know, I can think back to how things were 3 years ago when I first came here in April of 2003. I remember saying to you there was a tank right outside this building firing its main gun round down the road at some target. There weren't people moving around. It was clearly a war zone. There was no Iraqi army. There was no Iraqi police. There was no order anywhere. Now, the great unknown during this particular period is how is the government going to shape up?
As Abizaid speaks, across town, Iraq's ruling Shiite Muslim coalition announces the latest sign of political progress. 2 days after the December parliamentary election was certified, interim Prime Minister Ibrahim Jafri is appointed to serve Iraq's first full four-year term heading the government. The U.S., meanwhile, intends to cut troop levels this year, but Abizaid is making no promises.
I can foresee some circumstances, as anybody else could, that if the situation were to get worse in some areas, we would have to ask for more troops. And if we have to do that, we'll do that. You can see a scenario where the country moves towards civil war because of sectarian pressures becoming too great. I would say these are low probability events. The greatest probability is that Iraq will stick together because there's more people that want to hold it together than take it apart.
He urges those in Congress and elsewhere who are calling for a U.S. withdrawal from Iraq to be patient.
I think that people who want to rush this thing are making a mistake. The difference in the confidence of the commanders in the field who are doing the job and the lack of confidence I sense in some quarters in Washington in particular always puzzles me.
The challenges ahead remain daunting. Western Iraq remains a perilous haven of anti-American hostility, and the U.S. military still props up even the Iraqi brigades that are taking the lead with supplies, air power, and quick reaction forces on the ground. There has been progress. Iraqi security forces now outnumber the 130,000 Americans here. On a map of Iraq, a general shows reporters how the swaths of territory in which Iraqi army brigades take the lead have spread in patches across northern and southern Iraq. The Green Zone is Baghdad's safest and most heavily guarded district. Yet, even here, there's no escaping the insurgent warfare outside. Not even here at the U.S. Embassy, where Abizaid walks to his last appointment as an incoming mortar round harmlessly strikes the embassy grounds. John Hendren, NPR News, Baghdad.